The third topic we're going to cover is data protection.
Now, as part of data protection, certainly one of the things in SQL Server you think about is encryption. And we have all those options for you in Azure, just like you have in SQL Server. So for example, we force encryption of connections on the back end using TLS for Azure Database and for Managed Instance. We support column-level encryption, just like you can use through T-SQL using SQL Server today. And then transparent data encryption, which is data encryption at rest, is actually on by default in Azure SQL Database and in Managed Instance. You can turn that off, but you also have the ability to bring your own key. And one of the techniques that we often recommend customers do that in Azure is with something like Azure Key Vault. Now, Always Encrypted, a technology that we launched in SQL 16 and enhanced in 19, is also available with Azure SQL Database and Managed Instance. We don't have secure enclaves yet available in the Azure space, but the entire Always Encrypted suite without that is available. And that's an interesting option for you to consider for a complete end-to-end encryption scenario where the application itself, you know, really holds the ability to do all the unencryption, you know, also helping prevent things like man-in-the-middle attacks. So encryption is a big part of the data protection suite, and we offer all the options that you would want and get in SQL Server with Azure SQL. But the next part of doing protection, you might consider something called dynamic data masking.
And dynamic data masking is really around to make sure people that don't need access to seeing sensitive data don't have access to that. So if you look, take a look at this example, we're using T-SQL here. And basically what we're doing is we're masking the information that is sensitive to most end users. Now, only if you're granted unmask will you be able to see the sensitive information. And you see there's a few options that we have there. For example, for the Social Security, you can do a partial mask and specify how to do it, maybe leaving the last two or four numbers of the Social Security number. For email, we have a specific format, which will basically take that and obfuscate most of the characters there. And then you can also use like a random mask, which is what we were doing for salary. So just replacing it with a random number between 1 and 20,000. Now, only if you're granted unmask will you be able to see those. And if you grant unmask and then need to take it away, you can also do a revoke unmask. Now, this is awesome as it is, but with the Azure SQL portal, you can actually go in and see recommended fields to mask. And this is going to be based on things that Azure SQL picks up as sensitive information.
You know, you saw us talk about encryption, talk about dynamic data masking. And the fact that pretty much the features that you know and love in SQL Server exist for Azure SQL. So from our perspective, to set up and configure this, it really comes down to the following things. You know, we force encryption on the back end, but you shouldn't force encryption on your client app with connecting to Azure SQL, because since we enforce on the back end, if you enforce it on the client, we'll avoid any negotiation, which could actually increase latency if you don't do that. Evaluate your use of TDE. We enable TDE by default, but you should take a look at it whether that meets your needs. We recommend you use it. There could be reasons from a performance perspective that TDE is not the right thing for you. So you do have the option of disabling that if you want to. And remember, you always have that ability using Azure Key Vault to bring your own keys. Take advantage of dynamic data masking. Take a look at the Azure portal and recommendations we give you on what mask. Remember, that is a great separation of you applying security principles on the server, separated from putting that logic in your application. And then take a hard look at Always Encrypted, because again, it's a great end-to-end encryption scheme that could meet the needs today of your application where other encryption techniques, you know, really don't apply. So we've seen all aspects of data protection is the third element of securing your assets in Azure SQL Database. Looking forward to seeing you in the next video.